The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the Beer Garden Recording Studio here, somewhere on the Ohio-Michigan border. What's up, Julio?
What up, man?
Shit.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy birthday, America. America.
America.
So, I wasn't expecting Julio to be here today for this one. He was running off with the feds. Now you what? You're putting it off?
We're celebrating the 4th, man.
Yeah. You got to choose.
You got to celebrate.
You got to pick a side, man. The feds are against America. You going to join the dark side or what?
I'm infiltrating the dark side. Take them down from within.
Now you got to keep a strong mind because they're going to try to hit you with that MK Ultra.
Maybe they already did.
Probably already did.
Yeah.
I think, of course, Carl didn't get his shit in either. I was gonna do an episode alone today until you texted me.
What did I text you?
That was last night, but I just seen it when I woke up. I forget what it was about. I'm still drunk.
No, after you responded like okay.
Oh, it was about how you were putting off your.
No.
You're kicking it back a month, huh?
I responded with America.
Oh yeah.
And then you're like, hey, want to record?
Yeah.
You woke me up. I was in a dead sleep, and he woke me up.
I get up around 3:30 automatically. My alarm wasn't even set. I'm off for two and a half fucking weeks. I'm gonna be the biggest piece of shit ever. I'll get
Hey.
All right, go ahead.
You don't want to catch people texting your opponent.
Right. We're not gonna talk about that. All right.
So you keep bringing up how bad, like, not the previous episode, but the past two, the two after before that were bad.
Yeah, one of those episodes
was the one where I told you I got told the next day that I might have peed in the kitchen. And yeah. I really do think I did.
Wow. I've done it.
I just don't get why.
It's better than pissing your pants like the Southern Center, but I've done that too.
I smelled like piss. It sucked, dude.
I'll tell you, my grandparents used to have poker games that would last like 3-4 days. Motherfuckers would be passed out everywhere. And I remember one night I had to step away from the table because I was so fucked up. And I passed out on the couch. And my grandpa was coming into the kitchen to get a beer, and I woke up off the couch, and, you know, I didn't know what house I was in because I was used to being at home. So I staggered into the kitchen, and I started pissing in the trash can. And he came in, and he's like, what the hell are you doing? And I'm just like, we talked about that.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know if it was on air. Like, when I got divorced from my the first time I got married, after I got out of the Army, I had to stay back at my mom's house. Well, I didn't want to be home. I didn't want to be home and hear my dad bitching at me and shit. So I would just go to the bar until closing time. And the one night I woke up and I forgot what house I was in or whatever. And there was a landing right outside the bedroom that I was in. And so at my old house, the bathroom was to the left. Well, the place I was staying at my dad's, the stairwell was to the left. And then there was like a landing that went down, and then it turned to the right, like a 90-degree turn. So I came out the bedroom, I took a left, fell down the fucking steps, and then I stood up and started pissing in the corner of the landing. My dad snatched me up so fucking, he heard me fall. He came out to see what was going on. He snatched my ass up so fucking hard, he ripped my fucking shirt. he was pissed.
I fell in the bathroom one day and I grabbed onto like the towel rack, you know, like towel holder thing.
Yeah.
And I fucking came off the wall. And they heard, my wife and my daughter heard me. And so they came and checked. And by the time they got there, between the time I fell and between the time they got there, I had fallen asleep, like snoring, sleeping.
I just replaced our fucking towel rack, dude. Getting out of the shower. Yeah, getting out of the shower drunk, I just fucking put too much weight on it.
They said, Lisa said she opened the door carefully, saw that I was already snoring, and just left me there. Sleep it off.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that was maybe 2 months ago, maybe three. So I haven't done that again.
So yesterday on my way home from work, I was coming into town, and I was riding behind these two bikers, and they were riding like next to each other in the same lane, and it just, one of them had a vest that said Mad Dog. But they were riding in the same, right next to each other in the same lane. I'm just like, why do they look like butt buddies to me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ride behind each other.
That looks like butt buddies.
Yeah. And I ain't got nothing against bikers. Like, back home, I had family and friends that were Hell's Angels and shit. I never rode because I drink too much. I wouldn't be here doing this podcast right now if I fucking had a motorcycle. I can guarantee that. But I was smart enough not to fucking ride. But, yeah, I don't like that, man. Don't fucking ride. If you're a biker, don't ride. It's like butt to nut. Or, you know, don't fucking do that. Like I said, the one dude had a vest that said Mad Dog. I imagine he was the butt fucker, not the butt fucky.
Just call him Raw Dog. Oh, shit. Yeah, Lily's been wanting to ride a motorcycle, and I'm like, you know, when you were born, we had one. And she's like, why'd you guys get rid of it? And I'm like, because I kept coming home all fucking fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, you ain't got no... I mean, shit, today I seen a dude was riding a motorcycle with a chick on the back, and he ran into the ass end of the car in front of him. But it wasn't hard. Like they didn't even go down. And then he just pulled up next to him, was talking to him like, apparently, the lady with the car wanted to fucking file a claim. And I'm sitting behind him just waiting because it's a one-lane road. And I'm just hurry the fuck up! And then finally they pulled in Rite Aid to fucking wait for the cops or whatever the fuck they were doing. I just got my beer and lottery was on my way home from my 2.5 week hiatus from work. These motherfuckers are holding me up. Now your mic's fucked up. Oh yeah, okay. Smoking that shit.
I'm coughing. Hey, so you know I went to South Haven.
South Haven, Connecticut?
Michigan. So like on the Lake Michigan side.
Okay.
And dude, there's a pirate ship there. And you can charter it. And like there were people that had it chartered and they were dressed like pirates and they were like going up the mast. Like it was freaking cool. We're going to do that here in maybe next year or something.
How old is it in real life? The ship.
I don't know the details, but it's like $50 a person and it's like made out of wood, it's got different masts. It's got like cannons. I don't know if they're operable, but it'd be cool to ask. Yeah.
Let me see here.
So I got a call today. We celebrated my brother's birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
And so we got together, and then my daughter went to my parents' house with my niece to hang out. And so I got a phone call from my daughter like 45 minutes after we left. And she's like, you won't believe what your niece just told me. And I'm like, what? She told me that she had heard about your Little Caesars conspiracy. Now, I haven't told you about this one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, you're not letting me share the screen, but I'll give a little bit of context.
Yeah, I already let you. Go ahead.
Okay. So back in 2019, there was a rumor that Chuck E. Cheese was making whole pizzas out of the leftovers of other people's pizzas. You ever hear that?
No.
And so this shows a video of a guy who was kind of like wondering if it was true, and they bring him a pizza, and it's like misaligned. And so I brought this up to Lily. She doesn't really sometimes like my conspiracies. But I asked her, I'm like, do you remember ever seeing any pizzas like this? And she doesn't remember.
Wait, okay, let's push it together. Maybe it's an optical illusion. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, thank you. Awesome, thank you. Oh my God.
You see how the pizza doesn't look like it came from like one?
Yeah. What's that got to do with first you said Little Caesars and then you said Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But we never paid attention, but I'm like, damn, we used to go there a lot. You know, when the kids were little, we used to go there a lot and all this shit. I'm like, how many like Franken pizzas did we have?
All right. I got one.
Barnes, let's first go into this ruling. I called him today. I called another lawyer, a constitutional lawyer that I know that doesn't go on air. And I said, what's the ruling? And they basically said exactly what I, as a layperson, thought. Huge shoot down of Jack Smith and his appointment being unconstitutional. So if she doesn't reverse that now, they'll just reverse her later. And a huge shoot down. This is my lay response. We'll get Barnes' expert taken about 60 seconds. And then also saying, obviously, he has immunity in official presidential capacity, which also destroys the other criminal cases. He was obviously operating as the president. Plus, he even do the things they said he did, like order people to attack the Capitol. This is all preposterous. They were just counting on a D.C. jury to just certify a fraud. So this is a big reversal, but the entire corporate media is like, oh, it's up to her now, the Obama judge, the immigrant judge from Jamaica. And no, this is a repudiation of her, but you don't see that anywhere in the New York Times, anywhere CNN, anywhere. Go to Drudge, there's dozens of articles. None of it is about the judge has been reversed. That's the headline. Judge reversed in devastating Supreme Court repudiation of her tyrannical activity. Supreme Court spotlights unconstitutional appointment of Jack Smith. The Justice Department doesn't have the power to create new agencies outside of Congress. Boom. Reaffirms presidential immunity. There would be warfare constantly with other branches trying to seize control of the government. The only power to remove the president is the impeachment or the ballot box. And those are both strong remedies. All right, that's my lay talk here, like I was a first-year law student, Robert Barnes. Am I right? What am I wrong about? Give us your expert analysis. Robert Barnes.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's partially split the baby. They should have gone further and held the impeachment clause prevented prosecution, but they decided not to use that founding father's carve-out clause. So instead, we got five justices. Barrett, as usual, concurred and dissented in part. But we got the necessary majority to say that the president is immune from criminal prosecution for any official act he took. If what he did, he could only do because he was the president of the United States, including whether it was in the outer perimeter of his responsibilities, he is immune. And here they're borrowing from civil immunity cases. They say that the president is immune from criminal prosecution if he's immune from civil suits for damages. And that, if anybody's read that case law, is very, very broad. And the only difference it draws is it says if it's the Constitution that gave him the authority to do it, he has absolute immunity. If it comes from an act of Congress, then he has presumptive immunity.
Great historian, good friend of mine, Robert Barnes. Let's.
All right. You heard about that, right, Julio?
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's
heard. I don't quite understand it very well.
They're saying so it's got to go back to the lower court, and they got to determine what was official business and what was unofficial business. Because anything that was conducted in official business, he can't be prosecuted. He's immune, which is kind of fucked up because now Joe Biden's going around fucking bragging that he's immune to be prosecuted for anything because of that ruling. I'm going to find a clip about that too. That dude is fucking a whack job. But yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, well, all the, excuse me. A lot of the fucking liberals are going off the wire on this now. They're fucking losing their shit. I think they're going to push even harder to try to lock his ass up on the 11th. But we'll see what happens. I got another one. Hold up.
A physical live event with a real audience, you have to fund and plan that months in advance. But if it's virtual, you can schedule it without letting on that so many others are going to be there as potential candidates, can't you? And so I think what's going to happen is within the next 7 days, we're going to see this resignation and withdrawal. I think Rod Stone is right. We're going to briefly have Kamala Harris as the president of the United States. She'll probably throw her hat in as a candidate as well. And then there's going to be a primary election at the convention in August, a virtual election where they are going to pick who the next candidate will be. And I don't know if it's going to be Michelle Obama or not. I don't doubt Roger Stone's analysis, but it seems very strange to me that RFK Jr. decided to run, was banished from the Democratic ballot, continued to run as an independent for no obvious reason. I mean, 11% in the polls, I guess. Continues to run and then simultaneously hires former CIA to manage his campaign. His daughter-in-law married his son. And I think what we're experiencing right now is the Democratic Party and the CIA and RFK all knew months ago, if not a year or two ago, that this was going to happen. They all knew that Joe Biden was going to be the candidate. And I think this might be one conspiracy to make the ticket in November a Kennedy versus Trump ticket, a Trump versus Kennedy ticket. And I'm very concerned about that. And I know that RFK Jr. has said some great things about vaccines. He's done some great work on unveiling big pharmaceutical corruption in the vaccines, but he has done questionable thing after questionable thing. His former wife commits suicide in the barn. Tragedy. I'm sorry to hear it. I'm not trying to exploit it. They bury her in the family plot, and they do a photo shoot mourning her, and then they move her body to an obscure part of the cemetery like within the same week. And then he has this holiday party at his house, and he forces everyone to prove that they either don't have COVID or have been vaccinated, despite the fact that he's abundantly against these vaccines. And he says that the reason that he did that is because his wife pressured him. I don't want his wife to be president of the United States. I don't want her pressuring him at the White House.
Right.
And then he hires former CIA, the organization responsible for the death of two of his close family members, the assassination of them, to run his campaign. I think he's working for the CIA. And I think there's a very, very good chance that he's going to be the candidate. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. I was talking to Alex about this yesterday. He says it's not going to happen because RFK Jr. is an outsider. But he's starting to seem more and more like an insider the closer we get. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this all works out and Donald Trump wins. A physical.
Interesting.
That's a hell of a fucking conspiracy there. But yeah, the dude's against the COVID vaccine and all that, but he still wants to take our guns.
Yeah, something doesn't line up with that guy too much. I mean, I don't, right off the bat, I don't like his voice.
Nobody does. I mean, supposedly that was a vaccine injury. That came from, I don't know how it fucks up your voice, but that's what they say.
How come we can't have like a fucking regular sounding president?
What do you mean?
You know, like Joe Biden sounds like an idiot. Like, look up Bukele. Like, if you've, like, he sounds in Spanish and English like a very smart, literate person.
Yeah. Well, the last one we had was Obama, the silver tongued devil.
That motherfucker was a great orator.
The next closest thing to him is fucking Vivek Ramaswamy, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah. I remember back in 2015, 16, I was taking a speech writing, like, I joined a speech writing and speech class. It was all not volunteer, but it was all like free, just people gathering together, and you would practice talking in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
And we would really kind of like try to mimic Obama.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you know, and because he's just great at giving those speeches, and it's funny you just called him a silver tongued devil,
right? Well, that's why I talk the way I do on this show, because I don't like being fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to come out here and be fucking Casey Kasem. You know, I just want to fucking. I don't want to listen to people fucking bullshit me so I don't bullshit nobody else. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. But I got to go get another beer.
All right.
Break. Beer run. All right, we're back. I should have grabbed two.
You only grabbed one?
It's all right. I'll just pause it when I'm done. So, speaking of Kennedy, RFK Jr., that's a fucked up family. Did you know that they lobotomized the oldest? You know about that?
Yep.
What was the fucking reasoning behind that?
She was too promiscuous.
Oh, she was a slut?
Not a, that's what they called it, but she was very highly opinionated. She just kind of went against a grain that the family didn't like.
All right, I brought it up here. And her name was Rosemarie or Rosemary Kennedy. In her early young adult years, Rosemary Kennedy was becoming increasingly irritable and difficult. In response to these issues, her father arranged a lobotomy on her in 1941 when she was 23 years of age. Now, how the fuck can you... If you're 23 years old, how does your father arrange a lobotomy? What the fuck? She should have moved out. The procedure left her permanently incapacitated and rendered her unable to speak intelligibly. She then spent most of the rest of her life being cared for at St. Coletta, an institution in Jefferson, Wisconsin. The truth about her situation and whereabouts was kept secret for decades. While she was initially isolated from her siblings and extended family following her lobotomy, Rosemary did go on to visit them during her later life. That's super fucked up.
Yeah.
A lobotomy in general. I mean, you meet all these fucking nerds that say trust the science. Okay, here's the science from 1941. You cut out a piece of a person's brain to make them have a better life or to fucking, you know, it's like electrocution therapy. You know, it's all the same shit. Trust the science.
Yeah, my wife's ex-husband got electroshock.
For real? For yeah. What? For what?
Just like mental issues.
What year was that?
90s, 2000s.
So they still do that?
Yeah.
To this day?
I don't know to this day, but I know that was part of his treatment for his like mental issues.
Shit, I don't know, man. It's yeah. Crazy. I know lobotomies aren't good. You don't just cut out a piece of someone's brain.
They just scramble it up like a scrambled egg.
Right. Did you ever see Silence of the Lambs? I think it was Red Dragon. Where he fed Ray Liotta a piece of his own brain. He's like... That's pretty good. Woo!
Hey, so you ever see the movie Hostel or heard of the movie Hostel?
Yeah, that's about, it's over in Europe, right?
Yeah. These people stay, instead of staying at a hotel or Airbnb or something, stay at a hostel. With all these other people. I'm afraid of staying at those kind of places.
Explain, like what is a hostel?
It's like, imagine like a gymnasium with a couple beds. And you, instead of renting a room, you pay less to spend a night there in a bed. And move on to next day, or stay for a couple of days. You know, pub, you know, like shared bathrooms, really lack of privacy, but a cheap hotel stay, if you want to call it that.
Oh, I've stayed in hostels before.
Yeah, that word scares me. I'll pay extra just to stay at the hotel. Like, so in the movie Hostel, they like, they end up using some of the people to stay there for like organ harvesting and for torture, to have people bid on you to torture you to death, you know? It's kind of fucked up. But we drove past two hostels on the way to South Haven. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't see hostels in Toledo. What are they doing up here? And the thing is, just like in the movie, this was in a touristic area.
Huh.
Coincidence?
You know, so how many beds missing? Are in there?
I don't know. I mean, it all depends on the size, but usually it's almost like a Cherry Street Missions kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like a
yeah.
open space with a bunch of beds.
Well, that's like
not a lot of privacy.
When we first got to Haiti, we were staying in a fucking aircraft bunker. Or I mean, not a bunker. What the fuck?
Hangar.
An aircraft hangar. Thank you. God damn it. And man, the fucking cots were like, you couldn't even fucking, you could barely, they were so close together, you could barely fucking sit and take your fucking boots off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't have room to do shit. And everybody's just fucking, once you start falling asleep, somebody else is hooting and hollering. It was just fucking, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. But then we finally got settled in and took over Baby Doc's mansion. We've talked about that.
Yep.
So, good old Haiti.
When I was on the boat for the Merchant Marine, like we would like my, I don't know, I don't even know what to call him, my roommate. We had a bunk bed in our cabin, and he would have, I think he had the top and I had the bottom, but like if we were sleeping at the same time, like it was so cramped, I could tell when he was jerking off, and it would really bug me. Like I liked it when he would be on, like usually it would be like he was on shift and I was sleeping, then he'd come back and sleep and I'd go on shift.
Yeah.
But those moments where we were in the room together, it was fucked up. It's too much.
Oh, man, it is what it is, man. I like when we was in Somalia, they had, of course, we went through some rough times at first, but then we took over the University of Mogadishu, took over that whole fucking, the whole place, and it was like a big, you know, we took the whole campus over, and then they built like wooden shitters, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of having porta potties, they had like wooden shitters that they built, and they would come around with the truck and they would fucking suck the shit out, whatever, man. But
the honey truck.
Yeah. So somebody be like, hey, man, I'm about to go take a shit. Who's got the titty magazine? You know what I mean? It was just normal, man. You got to.
Yeah.
I mean, there was women there, but they told us that AIDS in Somalia was 88%, which they said the same fucking thing in Haiti. Just yeah. because they didn't want us fucking them. You know what I mean? I don't believe either one of those. Yeah. AIDS was manufactured by Fauci anyway. What the fuck? It's all bullshit.
Hey, going back to titty magazines, this is the weirdest titty magazine story I've ever had. So I used to be a janitor, not a janitor, but like I worked for a company that would clean different places, and I was a supervisor. So I'd have to go and check on the work. So one day I go to this one place. They make, actually it's close to you, they make vaults, like burial vaults and caskets. And in their bathrooms, they had like porno magazines. So one day I go to check to work.
Causing my 29. Quote,
taking a shit, looking at one of these titty magazines. And out of nowhere, this cop barges into the bathroom. It's a female cop. I forgot to turn off the alarm.
Oh.
So her cop car was outside with like the lights on and everything. And there I was in the fucking bathroom looking at a titty magazine.
She didn't catch you jerking place. Off?
No, it was too small. But it was just a very awkward place to be doing this shit. I was like, why do they even have porno magazines here?
Let's see, what's this?
Hey, so do you eat? You do, because you wanted to make burgers that one day.
What's that?
That we came over. So did you know that testing shows one McDonald's quarter pounder burger patty contains over 1,300 different strains of DNA?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I don't eat McDonald's.
But so does the ground beef at our stores. You know, like a pound of ground beef at the store doesn't come specifically from one cow. It could be coming from like 10 of them. You know, ground beef is kind of like scraps for the most part. And so, I don't know. I don't know if we kind of think about that. You know, like we got to go back to like eating from people we know, buying our food from people we know, instead of trusting the big corporations. But check it out.
So the University of Nebraska took one quarter pound patty that was headed to McDonald's from a big processing plant and ran some tests on it. They were testing for how many different strains of DNA they could find in that one quarter pound. Can you guess how many they found? Over 1,300 different strains of DNA were found in that one quarter pound patty. Now this is very concerning. Over at the shop, we process one animal, take all the whole muscle trim from that one animal, and make our ground beef. So you got over 1,300 different animals in one quarter pound, or one animal in all those chubs of ground beef that we sell. Something you guys might want to consider next time you guys are buying beef. And remember, guys, buy American, buy local.
Yep.
Dude's hat, he's got a big fucking cowboy hat, I can tell you that.
Okay. Yeah, he does.
It's oversized. I mean, I've seen cowboy hats before, but Jesus Christ. All right.
That's what you took from the video.
I like to talk shit. What can I say?
Man's delivering a good message.
Yeah, no.
You're hating.
No. I'm not hating. I just noticed his hat was a little bit too big. That reminds me, when you say talking shit, I already had it in my mind, right? I'm like, all right, I know Carl's not expecting me to drop a episode on a Thursday night, or what day is it? Thursday morning. 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. America. I said, I know Carl's not going to expect me to be recording this early, even though I tell the motherfucker to get the shit in early every week. And Julio's not going to be here because he's fucking studying for his fucking intelligence exam. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, Julio's got to study. But when it really comes down to it, I think him and Carl are on a gay retreat. Right?
Wow. Yeah, he came to South Haven with me.
Who was the top? Were you the top?
Of course.
Oh, wow. Damn, Carl was getting butt-fucked in New Haven? Woo!
South Haven. New Haven, what? Connecticut.
Oh, that's what confused me. My bad. Okay, so it's South Haven, Michigan.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, so we were walking before the wedding, just kind of like walking around, checking the place out.
Uh-huh.
And I pissed off my wife, so she started walking really fast back to the car.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a distance. It's a fucking distance to the car. And so me and Lily decided to take a shortcut, me and my daughter, and we went up this road. Dude, the fucking incline must have been more than 45 degrees. We were leaning like forward trying to go up this fucking hill.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Lily said she wanted to turn around, and I'm like, no, let's keep going. We got to make it to the top. We got to get to the road. And coming to find out, that damn fucking hill took us two blocks over and from where we needed to be. So Lisa, my wife, beat us to the car, which we didn't want. But it was fun. We ran into like a whole bunch of people. We got stopped, and they're like, hey, do you know how to drive a golf cart? And I'm like, yeah, why? They're like, do you know how to put the parking brake on? I'm like, yeah. And so I just pressed it with my hand.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, these like 12, like, I don't know what age they were, old enough to drive a golf cart, I guess, but they started jumping around because they couldn't engage the parking brake. They said they had sat in the driveway for 15 minutes trying to get this thing from rolling back. And I'm just fucking walking by, and I'm just like, boom, and boom. But yeah, it was pretty funny. But that incline, I was telling Lily, like the Indy car races.
Yeah.
You know, those racetracks, those speedways, that's how those embankments are. Like, right. you don't really have to turn the wheel much. You just kind of let that fucking embankment do everything for you.
But speaking of golf carts, now my daughter works at a golf course, right? And she has to transport the golf carts and all that shit.
Yeah.
Well, the dude that runs the dude that owns the golf course is kind of a dick. Her boss is cool, you know, but the owner is actually kind of a dick. He's like, he starts drinking at like fucking 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, gets fucking hammered and running his mouth. Both of my daughters work there. And
maybe I should go work there.
I can get you a job, probably. Shit. But he was always getting on her because she didn't have her driver's license. I guess you're supposed to have a driver's license to drive a golf cart.
Huh.
Well, she just got her driver's license yesterday. She finally got her driver's license.
Congratulations.
Yeah. She was happy as fuck. I'm so happy for her, man. Yeah, good for her. Yeah, she was driving around. Usually, you know, she drove to work to the golf course yesterday after her driving test. And she stopped at her other job on her way home, probably to tell everybody. And then soon as she got home, she'll sit in her room, doesn't come outside much. But yesterday was a different story. So she got home from work, and then first thing she wanted to do was go pick up her boyfriend, and they went somewhere. So good for her, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The American dream.
America. So I told her when she got home, I said, it feels good, don't it? She's like, yeah. All right. I got a Biden clip. Those are always good.
is a team. Writers, campaign advisors, investors. The idea that they didn't know what they were doing by showing Biden's mental decline on national television is insane. Of course they knew, and they did it anyway. Because now that Biden has served this purpose of destroying the country and bringing us closer to World War III, they have their fall guy. Now they can introduce their new puppet. It will either be Newsom, Michelle, or Hillary. But regardless of who wins, Republicans or Democrats, it is still the uni party. Trump may be a better choice than all of them, but the system can still win from a Trump presidency because they can divide the nation further with their propaganda machine and they can create chaos. And from chaos comes their solution that always means more power at the top and less for the people. So my conclusion is this. If Trump wins, let's not give in to the division that is guaranteed to be manufactured by the media. Let's unite blue, red, and independent, ignore the media, and live a happy life.
All right, maybe that wasn't a Biden clip. It was.
Yeah.
It was about. It makes sense, though, right? Like I said, I saved this shit all through the week, and then by the time it comes to record, I have no fucking. I don't remember half the shit. Oh. But what do you think about that?
I agree with that, but it's crazy to try to convince people that that's what we need to do. They, like, some people would call people like you and I not extremist or radical, but, you know, pushing in that direction.
Right.
But really, we're really not. Like, if you have a good argument, if you have a good reasoning, we're more than willing to listen to you. We're more than willing to meet halfway in the middle. Some of these other people are not. And that's what I wish those people would understand is, like, that's what the ones at the top want you to feel. They want you to feel alienated and like you're an outlier instead of feeling like you're part of a whole,
yeah,
you know, like a more common, yeah, more common group. Like, we have more in common than we think.
Right.
Regardless of race, gender, or anything.
Yeah, that's like one of the dudes I work with, man. He was about as far left as you can get. And then, like, before I transferred to his apartment, there was people talking shit about me, like, I love Trump, and I'm, I did love Trump back then, too. And, it's just like, I could tell he was trying to start arguments with me, but I didn't bite because you're not allowed to beat people up at work anyway. So it's like, what the fuck's the point of arguing? You know, so I just fucking blow people off. But he's cool now. Like, and he also matured a little bit because he had a couple of kids. You know what I'm saying? So I've been back there 4 or 5 years now. But, I mean, that's just the way it goes. But you're right. I should have grabbed two beers. It's time for a beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N. All right, we're back. Julio, you got any plans for the 4th of July?
Not to blow off any fingers.
Right.
I can't. Not really.
No.
Not. I don't really have anything really planned or anything. I might, once we finish recording and I take a little nap, I might venture out and, you know, say hello to people.
Nobody's awake yet.
No, nobody.
It's still dark out. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's starting to get a little light.
Is it? All right, I got a clip. This is Allen Iverson. And I didn't really listen to it. All right, people. When I watch these Instagram clips at work, I only save the ones that have subtitles because I can't fucking hear, right? So I don't know how this is going to sound, but for some reason I thought it was a good clip.
I know I don't do everything right. No, I do. I'll do a whole lot of that ain't right. Yes, I do. I'm just like y'all, though. Believe me. Like you? I'm just like you. I'm just like you. I might be better, I might not be, but I'm just like you. I'm human, just like you. Just like you. When you understand that, then that'll help you out. That'll make you a better person. Like y'all talking about what's gonna make me a better basketball player. When you understand that people human just like you, then that'll make you a better person. I'm trying to get better. You need to also. You. I ain't no different, man. I'm just like y'all. I bleed like y'all. I cry like y'all. I got feelings just like y'all. I ain't no different from y'all. But I'm Allen Iverson. I'm sitting up here and y'all back there. I know I don't.
Sounds like, I hate when they, and like I said, I don't listen to these clips. I read them. And when they put that music in the background, that's gay as fuck. So that kind of ruined it for me. But, no, I get it. He's tired of the fucking press getting on him about shit, right? The media, that's the major fucking problem in this country. In a lot of countries.
I like the music.
Well, you're gay too. Oh, this is one of my favorites here. Hold up. I forgot I saved it. You ever seen the fucking clip of the homeless dude with a monkey mask and a Santa hat?
No.
He's homeless and he's fucking just preaching to fucking people. My God. All right.
You think you understand political parties? You're all full of crap. You don't know what the Illuminati is. You're Republican
or you're Democrat.
You're wrong. Why? It's this easy. It's called divide and conquer. That's why there's two parties and only two. And they're controlled by the same people at the very top. Belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberger Group. They also belong to the Trilateral Commission. And you people don't even know what the hell that is. But if you did know, you would know that these are the people that control your world by making global policies that you never vote on and by which parties both serve and belong to these organizations and control your world. Now, here's how it works. Really easy. Divide and conquer can only work if the people that are divided are not aware of the falsely created division. If you're not aware of it, then it works. If you know about it, then it don't work no more. If you have socialism without capitalism, it becomes communism.
Yeah. That was a homeless dude.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Homeless or so awake that, like, Some people have given me shit. They're like, do you enjoy always being paranoid or thinking everything's a conspiracy? Wouldn't you be much happier if you just forgot about it or didn't think about it? Have you ever encountered any of that?
I've said it on this show before. If it wasn't for my wife and my kids, I'd be living out in the woods by myself.
Yeah.
It's... I don't need anybody. I don't need this shit.
I've been trying to tell people about the, I think we talked about it in the last episode about Bluetooth technology and 5G technology in the house, how they use the frequencies and the GPS from our phones to kind of determine where we are in our houses because we carry this motherfucker all the way all over the place with us. And the fact that, like, my wife and daughter were laughing at me because I said, I want a phone with no cameras. I said, oh, how nice, you know, to have a camera to take, you know, nice pictures on your phone and create memories. But the fucking camera that's facing you, you can cover the front one. Like my phone case has like a cover.
Yeah.
That I can put over my outward facing camera. But my forward one is not blocked.
Right.
And this motherfucker, when I'm looking at a text message, when I'm on Facebook, this thing is scanning my face.
Yeah. And like you when know, you're like people, when you're watching, when you're looking at Pornhub, it knows when you ejaculate.
Yeah, it knows my old face. Like, good thing we're not recording this one.
What do you mean?
Well, video.
Oh, right. Okay.
But actually, I want to tie that one into something I have a clip of, and that's about iPhones. Like, I'm glad I don't have an iPhone. But I'm sure that fucking Android does it too. So, you know that an iPhone is taking a picture of you every 30 seconds?
I believe it, man. I believe it.
Yeah. And guess why? For that facial recognition.
Oh, yeah, for the drones. I
mean, yeah.
For the AI.
And so this is a clip I have on that one.
All right.
That I'm going to share because he explains it better.
Wild and crazy Friday night findings. We just discovered, which we already knew, that your phone, an iPhone specifically, takes an infrared picture of you with your Face ID every 5-ish seconds. And we looked at it through an infrared camera, and it's pretty wild. Let's show you. Okay. Have your home screen?
It's on the home screen.
Not touching anything?
No buttons.
Okay. Infrared lens on the camera. Boom. There was one. Two. That's so wild. Okay. Cover the camera. Oh, there's another one. Okay. Nothing. Oh, it's trying. It's taking pictures of your finger. Okay, move your finger. Ready? Boom. Wild. Wild and crazy Friday night findings.
Yeah. You present people with information like that, and they kind of like refuse to believe it or even consider it. I appreciate that these people took the time to actually test it out for all of us, you know?
Right, right. But how long have we been going? About an hour. About an hour. But shit, man, I want to give a shout out to fucking Boardman. Those motherfuckers. Them soldiers out there are fucking our biggest listening class, man. It's like...
Who?
Boardman. The Boardman... all right, so it's Boardman, Oregon. Like I said, I thought it was... when I seen it was Boardman, Oregon, I figured it was like Antifa or some shit. But then I got a buddy... gave me some intel... I said, look this shit up, and it was Boardman Bombing Range, which is a military base, and they're our biggest listeners. I don't know if it's Army. They're drone. I told you, they're drone pilots.
Yeah.
Out there. I don't know if it's Army, Air Force, Navy, or if it's all the fucking combined. I don't know what it is. But what's up, Boardman? Send us an email. Let us know what branch you are and shit. And Ashburn, Virginia is number 2. Belgium is number 3. Columbus, number 4. Paris, France. San Jose. What's up, San Jose? United Kingdom. What's up, General? General Lee. Canada.
Up, mate.
Good day, mate. Hey, I just wanted to take a minute to say what's up. What's that? Oh, shit. You know what? He sent me some clips now that I think of it. Let me see.
Yeah, he sent me a bunch. He wants to watch Chappelle's show.
What's that?
He said he wants to watch Chappelle's show.
What do you mean he wants to?
He doesn't know where to find it. Apparently in the UK, it's not a thing.
Isn't that fucking weird? These governments are so fucked up. Like the UK blocks out all these poisons that they put in our food, but you can't watch what you want on TV. And maybe that's a good thing. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah. I'd rather eat good things into my body than, like, watch.
Exactly. Shit. Yeah. They definitely have an advantage on us over there.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm Jill Biden's husband. Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure I'm going to do show. But all kidding aside, Secretary Mayorkas. My name.
That's General Lee. Thanks, General. You can find him at Subconscious Realms, anywhere you find podcasts. He's a friend of the show. I don't know, Julio. You want to wrap it up or what? I'll probably be doing a show every fucking day this week. I ain't got shit else to do for the next week. I mean, I got chores I got to do, but that's not going to take up a lot of time.
I got some clips I want to play. I mean, one of them you already saw.
Go ahead. No more. Go ahead.
Play a couple of in a section. So this is Bukele, and they asked him, "Are you looking forward to Joe Biden's speech at the UN?"
Mr. President, are you confident that the discussions went well today at the UN? Are you looking forward to President Biden's address?
So he says, not really.
Right,
I know the
right.
Music didn't help, but he says, yeah, not really.
Yeah, it was kind of blurred out. That's funny.
Though. Have you have you heard about this whole thing about, remember when people from Afghanistan in 2021 were like hanging on to the airplane?
That was when fucking Biden pulled off Afghanistan like a jackass.
Yeah.
Fucking people over. Yeah.
No jet engine, painted on windows. Dude, it was all like a deception. Like, it was all fake. But nobody wants to really talk about that, and it's okay. And then, you know, me and Disney, I love Disney. I have a fascination with the creation of Disney and... not really, I don't. I'm just saying that, but... I don't trust Disney. But they say that... Look at this. Adolf Hitler is also known as Walt Disney. Eva Braun, also known as Lillian Disney. So I'm showing a picture here of both Hitler and Walt Disney. And Eva Braun and Lillian Disney. Do you kind of see the resemblance?
A little bit, but...
A little bit, yeah. It would take some, you know, facial work and... different, you know, like expressions, but I can kind of see it. That's not too far off. And then we talked about the Chuck E. Cheese. And then I like this about this video was made for the president of Russia. And I like the message because I think it's really what we want, because we're celebrating the 4th of July, not because we're fucking dying, but because we keeping Americans alive. And I think that this is a great message here.
Kind of hope that somebody in Russia's government or even Russia's parliament, let alone Putin, sees this video, because I'm pretty sure that I speak for about 300 million of us, 300 million Americans that say, we don't want war. We didn't give the permission to send those missiles into your country. Not us, not the American citizens. We're more worried about trying to put food on our family's table, getting robbed after each of our paychecks because we're sending other countries' weaponry could be used to take care of our own citizens. So really look into it. Don't attack the American citizens. We want nothing to do with this shit.
I agree with that 100%.
Right.
You know, I don't give a fuck what's going over there.
It's all bullshit, man. Fuck Ukraine. Hate to say it, but fuck Russia. Fuck Israel. Fuck Palestine. I do think Palestine deserves their own land, though. What the fuck? You're telling me a fucking group of people does not deserve to have a fucking place to live? And fuck not Netanyahu, man. I think he's the fucking key problem in most of the problems we have. What do you think, Julio? I know you love Jews.
I'm just a goyim, man.
Right.
I'm just a goyim.
All right, I ain't going to go too long, man. I'll probably be recording every fucking day this week.
And so this was another conspiracy that I was telling my daughter about. Is look in your microwave and pull out that dish that spins. And look at the what the signal looks like.
Yeah. What's it look like?
The nuclear radiation sign. That it's radioactive.
True.
Yeah. Dude, the truth is in plain sight. We just refuse to acknowledge it. But you will tell people, hey, I'm microwaving food in a plastic container is maybe not the brightest idea.
Right.
But we fucking keep doing it, you know?
Have you heard now? You know how everybody thinks they're being healthy drinking bottled water?
Yeah.
Now all these fucking microplastics are fucking coming up. It's like, man, when I was a kid, my mom had a Kool-Aid pitcher. That motherfucker was like a quarter of an inch thick. Now these this fucking bottled water, it's like, it's just a fucking, a little bit of heat away from melting. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can get it hot enough, that motherfucker is nothing. And it's getting into our fucking water. You know?
They don't recommend that you drink a water bottle that you left in the car during during the sun.
Right.
Because all that BPA and all that shit from the plastic's going to leach into the water.
But they don't tell you they probably sit out in the sun for fucking hours before they even get loaded on the truck.
That's true. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Fuck these people. It's all about money.
And the other thing I wanted to talk about, because we did my brother's birthday, is about the birthday song being witchcraft. Listen to this shit. All right.
Hey guys, Kinder here. And just at work, got Mercy doing some fire watching, and
it's kind of quiet.
It is
something I learned really just in this past year. I guess it was last year. But you know that when you sing the birthday song and you light all the candles and you turn off the lights and you sing happy birthday to you three times, and then the person's told to make a wish and blow out candles. Do you realize that that is satanic, and that's a satanic ritual, and it's like witchcraft? And it actually is something that the fallen angels taught us here, and has a curse on us, and actually ages us. And I've done it my whole life. We teach it to our young kids, and we do it to our babies. No one ever questions anything. I never questioned this stuff, you know? And you can think that I'm crazy all day, but the more that God is showing me and like enlightening me to the truth, and I want to know the truth. And I kept telling the Lord, please, I don't want to be deceived. Please, I want to know the truth, Father, about everything. And
but yeah, so we say, you know, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Three times.
Three times. And then you make a wish. Like it is kind of like a ritual thing. And so we tell the birthday person, you're getting older, one year closer to death, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, words have meanings. We've talked about this, how spelling
spell.
Is casting spells.
It's a spell, yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I found that very, very interesting and kind of enlightening. And then remember how during the Vietnam War, they sought out, like, Native Americans to join?
Yeah, but they didn't want to cut their hair.
Yeah. You know why?
Because it's like an antenna.
Yeah, you're just reading my screen.
I already knew it.
You already knew it.
Yeah, I already knew.
Yeah, but that's interesting, ain't it?
Yeah. But then they lost their potential when they cut their hair, right?
Yeah. And so they did an experiment where they had natives with cut hair and natives with long hair. And the ones with cut hair would get caught a lot faster. And they would not be able to evade the enemy, while the other ones, if captured, lasted longer.
Well, no.
Not just completely evaded.
No, they use, I mean, yeah, but they use the natives as scouts.
Yeah. They would also seek people.
What's that?
They would also, you know, like seek, you know, like the people.
Yeah, they're scouts.
Yeah.
I was a scout in the National Guard. What's that?
Did you have long hair?
No, I wasn't allowed.
And then
I hate saying I was in the National Guard, because we used to make fun of the National Guard when I was active duty. So, like, all right, the National Guard came to our shooting range at Fort Drum one time. And the fucking lieutenant, this is the commander of the fucking platoon. All right. He had on white, what do you call that? What do you call that when you wear the, long johns. He had on white long johns underneath his BDUs. And he had his BDU sleeves rolled up where you could see his long johns. It's like, anybody that's listening that has been in the military understands what I'm talking about. That's why we call the National Guard the Nasty Girls. All right? You motherfuckers, you got to uphold the shit that the way it's supposed to be. Whatever, man. Now I'm getting off track here. I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about.
This will get you back on track. So, Missouri Secretary of State candidate Valentina Gomez is calling for public executions against pedos. Listen to this. I love this chick.
I caught a pedophile good looking. In Missouri with Alex Rosa, and in less than 24 hours, his account got suspended and my Wikipedia page has been completely wiped out. We need to make public executions great again for anyone that commits crimes against children. And I know for a budget, an eco-friendly solution to this problem. I am more than happy to provide the bullets. Never give up your guns.
It's good looking. I hate when you play clips that are too quiet, Julio. It gets on my fucking nerves.
That one was quiet, but still, I mean, it's fucking...
I don't understand how we can resolve this issue.
You can't fix what other people made. And then, so it's Independence Day.
Happy birthday, America.
I wanted my last clip is going to be this one, and then I'm going to shut up. But this is Representative Wesley Hunt went on the Sage Steele show and told his favorite Donald Trump story of when Trump met with Taliban leaders.
Oh! Hunt
told the Taliban.
Dude, I saved that one too, and I forgot to play it. I saved that too, and I forgot to play it. All right, let's hear it. Hope it's loud enough, goddammit.
My favorite President Trump story. This is my number one favorite of all time. When we were negotiating with the Taliban, while President Trump was still the president, President Trump wanted to get out of Afghanistan, but he wanted a conditions-based withdrawal, meaning that you do what we tell you to do, and then we will start pulling troops back slowly as long as you abide by our rules. It's President Trump and Mike Pompeo, and they are talking to Taliban leadership in the room, and they had one translator in the room. President Trump looked at the Taliban leader and said this: I want to leave Afghanistan, but it's going to be a conditions-based withdrawal. And translator translated. And he said, if you harm a hair on a single American, I'm going to kill you. And the translator goes, and Trump goes, tell him tell him what I said. Reached in his pocket, pulled out a satellite photo of the leader of the Taliban's home and handed it to him.
Shut up.
Got up and walked out the room.
That is how you fucking run business.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wasting my breath because no fucking liberals listen to this show. But the United States is a fucking business. And Donald Trump is a businessman. All right? You run this fucking country like a business or a gangster, same fucking thing. All right? You either take care of shit or you don't. You don't give a... People's feelings don't fucking matter in real life. All right? We can be kind to each other or we can't. But when you're in charge of running shit, last thing I give a fuck about is people's feelings. You got to take care of business.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And the fucking gas was cheap. And everything else was cheap. And look what we got now.
Yeah. Any time that I've witnessed an operation running effectively, it's always because the leadership was putting the business first over the feelings of people.
Right.
And then fucking DEI and all these fucking soft people started coming up. And they made that, you know, like, be called some shit like harassment and shit.
Right, right.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. I'm going to keep living the way I live. All right, man. You ready to wrap it up?
I'm ready to wrap it up.
What's your schedule for tomorrow? I might fucking record every goddamn night.
Yeah, we should. We should.
Are you sharing something, motherfucker? I thought you just...
This is America. This is America.
It's cutting out. Oh, no. Cut it off, Julio. It wasn't loud enough. I get it, though. I get it. All right. You want me to bring it up? I'll do it. It'll sound better on this end. I don't know why. We got to figure this shit out, you know? But, do I got YouTube? Yeah.
Our next guest is an Emmy nominated actor.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Movies like The Hateful Eight and shows such as The Righteous.
What was that? What do you want me to type in? What do you want me to type in?
Ginger.
I thought you wanted the Star Spangled Banner.
Do it.
All right. I think it's the same one you just brought up. Look at that. Oh, shit. Hold up. I got to share.
Yeah. It's fucking Chinese. Do you see the Chinese? The Chinese letters?
The hell are you talking about? We hailed, but the twilight's last gleam. I gotta stand up. What the fuck's wrong with me? All right.
Damn, I wish I was like at a baseball game or something. Yeah, I wish I was like at a baseball game or something listening to that with a whole bunch of people. But so look at
it. Oh shit.
Have it up. Look at the Chinese characters.
Hold up, let me bring it back up. What are you talking about? Where
it says 38 million views 13 years ago. Ching Jung Ping. Hashtag Star Spangled Banner.
All right. I got to take a piss. It's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, America.
Enjoy working today, General Lee.
Who's the other one? Andy Bennett?
Yeah. And you too, Andy.
Ah, we love you, General. All right. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, get a hold of us at conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. You got anything, Julio?
No, I'm good, man.
All right.
Thanks for a good episode, brother.
Yeah. And if you guys want to call in, 31 Flu Frog 6. And when I say flu, I'm talking about FLU as in the Wuhan flu. China. 31 Flu Frog 6. Call in, leave a voicemail. And we didn't hear from Carl today because he's packing for his gay retreat with Julio.
He's the bottom.
Woo! Damn.
Sorry, Carl.
I'll tell you what, joke,
man.
I'd never do gay shit, but if I did, I'd be on top. I can tell you that. Like they say, it's not gay if you're teaching somebody a lesson.
Oh my God.
No. Come on, let's not end on gay shit. That's gay. It's gay. All right. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Give us good reviews. Tell your friends. All that shit. All right? Appreciate you for listening. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.